and types. It's great being on stage with a bunch of younger generation types who are carrying the music forward, as you mentioned, and we have some wonderful banjo players here at the festival, and I've invited as many of them as I could round up backstage to do tribute to the man who not only made banjo playing possible, but in the opinion of many of us, he made bluegrass music possible. Not because he invented it, but he got together with the guy who started the Bluegrass Boys, and in 1945 turned bluegrass into a special rocket-powered thing thanks to the three-finger banjo roll that he developed. There were people before him who knew how to play three-finger style, including his older brother, but when Earl was young, he decided he really wanted to do it a certain way, with a smoothness and an attack and a power that had never been done before. And the math is complicated. It's eight notes every two beats played by three fingers on five strings, and that doesn't work so obviously. But he made it work, and he also had the most amazing timing and attack and everything else you can imagine. And he created a repertoire of banjo tunes that is unequaled. There's no other banjo player who's contributed as much as Earl Scruggs just to what people play when a banjo tune gets called. So what I've done is asked Sammy Sheeler, come forward, Sammy. Banjo Player of the Year a whole bunch of times. Winner of the Steve Martin Banjo Prize. He knows how to pick like Earl. And Mike Munford, one of the best ever, right up on stage with us. Ira Gitlin is going to pick some banjo, I hope. Somebody will play bass when he's doing his banjo. Do you have a banjo to play, Ira?
That one over there.
And who's that over there in the far corner?
Zach Mongan.
Zach Mongan from the Dixie B-Liners is here. Did we get Ryan Kavanaugh up? I heard that he's around, and if he is, he should get up here too. And there's, I know you. Isn't your name Moan or something like that? No, Gnome. No, I got it backwards. Noam Pikelny is here too. So what we're going to do is play a whole bunch of tunes in the G at the same speed, but each of the banjo players is going to surprise everybody, including the backup band, by what tune they're going to play. So Noam, would you like to kick it off at about 140 beats a minute? So we'll keep it at that speed pretty much. And then we're going to finish with You Can Imagine What, all together, the banjos, and there's going to be only banjo breaks. Not the way Earl would have done it, but that's how we're going to do it in tribute to the great Earl Scruggs.